This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Fear not, because don't forget I took a skill that lets me help you when you're bloody.
The ninja guy is going to get out from underneath the burning scaffolding.
Yeah.
But he won't be able to get into a flank quite yet. He moves up to here and tries to stab Benwin.
Benwin, you see that he's got something dripping
this
from the end of his dagger.
He has something dripping from the end of his dagger.
That's why I had to stop.
Hey, because you lose.
I couldn't
zone
follow
out.
All right. Benwin, 22 versus AC.
Yeah, that's got me.
All right.
Oh, shoot. That's I think you're poisoned.
You are poisoned, my friend. That's only 5 points of damage, but you have got ongoing 5 poison damage.
Now, and that means at the end of every turn I'm making a saving throw.
Correct. At the end of your turn.
Well,
damage at the beginning and save at the end.
But you know what? I have a cast iron stomach, so I get +5 bonus to saving throws against poison.
And here's the other thing. While you are poisoned, you are also dazed, which means you...
One
action on your turn.
Oh, that is not good for you, Benwin.
Okay.
And I don't get to save till the end of my turn.
Correct.
Right?
So you're going to suffer the effects once. That's on his turn. The archers. The crossbowmen. Jim.
Yep.
You are the chicken being shot here. Let's see. One is going to hit you and one is going to miss you.
Okay, so wait a second. The one that's hitting me?
Yes.
I would like to throw up my shield. Can I do that?
It hit you with a 25.
And my shield adds +4 to AC?
Right. Yeah. So any hit up to 21-ish.
Oh, still is going
to
hit.
Yeah. So you probably don't want to use it on that.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, he's going to do 6 points of damage to you. And we come to...
They're putting the hurt on us, guys.
Yeah.
Omen.
You better heal yourself.
Yeah, do I heal myself or do I... It's like Sophie's choice.
No, heal Jim. When in doubt, heal Jim. That should be a t-shirt.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I'm fucking setting shit on fire. I'm burning up guys over here.
No, listen, you're awesome. I'm not saying that's not true. But I need to help him out.
Why?
He's got this poison.
He's fine.
I'll take care of my poison.
He's tough. Look at him.
He's a dwarf.
Right. So I did a...
Jim's fragile.
I still have one healing word.
Yes, you do.
For this encounter. And that'll close off that avenue.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to give... Well, I have 5 hit points. So I have to use my healing word on me.
Done.
D6. 4. 12. So I now have 17 hit points. Now.
Look how quiet everybody is.
Yeah.
We're scared.
we're doing good.
Survive this shit.
We're all studying our cards.
Alright, I went to a sort of a summer camp for CEOs and got warlord training. So I'm going to dish up my daily inspiring word.
Inspiring word.
Excellent.
What does that do?
It means you heal plus a d6.
I do?
It's just by being near him, he calls out like, "You can do it, Jim Dark."
Yeah, exactly. And you believe it.
For 4?
No, I heal you for 4 plus a surge. So I heal you for 11.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. And then I need to get the fuck away from this crazy bastard.
You can't shift through difficult terrain, but there you go. Solved.
I did everything. I've given you people the best years of my life.
He is on fire. I'd like to point out that I did set him on fire.
There's 1 minion
that's
left.
Right, he's on fire.
The 1 minion left will try to bash Benwin. He rolls a 22. 6 points of damage.
I'm gonna... 6 points of damage?
Yeah.
You're dazed, and but you can still use your attack.
Would this be... So, being... Doing that, pull out the action point and hit 4 targets. That's not going to work being dazed. I need to make sure I'm out of that poison before I pull that move. Right?
No, you can do it. I mean, I'd be happy with just a good, strong turn that included a passing attack. But you have your daily, too. I wouldn't use it yet because this place is going to get even worse than
I'm saving my daily.
Cleave is not a bad plan. Like, if you cleave and dish some damage up on this minion, I mean, that's a good thing.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah,
I'm going to cleave starting. I'm really pissed about this ninja fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hack him with the axe.
15 Ooh. Plus.
I like it.
9.
Hit.
So I'm going to be doing...
Let me real quick. Ghost Blast 3.
Hits. That's,
so from you, from a 3x3
so,
square.
So...
3x3 square.
Okay. God damn it.
What are we talking about?
Well, that was my roll. So, 9 plus my strength modifier?
It's this right here. So, here's your plus to damage. 7, right?
7, right.
So, 8.
8 points of damage.
Plus the standard 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, where'd you get the standard 9?
No, it's the standard, the battle standard that you planted.
Oh, plus
the
snow cane.
Yeah, you just get 9. All right, 9 is where it's at.
I thought you were giving me an additional.
No. So it's 9 points, and then the cleave deals.
And then the cleave goes through.
So 9 on the.
9 on the stealthy guy. And then the second adjacent is damage equal my strength modifier. So the other guy gets.
He's a minion. He's dead.
Yeah. See?
So cleave is great for conveniently taking a minion out.
He pops good for clearing the room. Scorching burst. A sweeping blow would be awesome too.
You are out of minions, which is a good thing.
Die, minions, die.
All right, so we got to go to work on this barbarian.
So is it me then? I'm after Binwin?
You're actually before Binwin.
Oh.
So whatever happened there, right. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Way to go.
Well, I was.
Way to go, DM. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I suck.
So can you declare your enmity on this guy?
Yeah, so I swear oath of enmity on the barbarian. And it actually occurs to me now that I need you to help me to come up with an actual oath of enmity that I can swear at him. We should have done this in the first encounter.
Listen, we'll cook it up. You know, while we are staring at his pincushion corpse, we will come up with an awesome thing. In the meantime,
all right,
please destroy this barbarian.
All right. So now, until it happens, the oath of enmity will be sworn in Eladric.
Got it.
Which is actually...
Eladrician.
Eladrician.
Wow. Oh, you just keep what you need our help. That's totally banging.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that again. I think I sprained my uvula. all right, so he's bloodied, correct?
He is.
Yeah, but he's all like barbarian out and shit. So I should not
he's
melee him. I should range him, right?
No. Go ahead. Go. You're right. You're right, base-to-base right, contact. Cut him up.
Good. All right. So I will. Actually, I don't need to move yet. I'm going to save that in case things go bad. So I will stay here, and I'm going
to... Did you say base-to-base contact?
Yeah. Does that sound erotic?
No, are you talking about their bases on these miniatures?
Right.
Touching?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're basically their adjacent. I've played a game where base-to-base and adjacent are actually different terms that describe different game features, yeah.
Wow.
I am going to use my Avenging Echo... It's wisdom versus AC.
Echo.
It's now batting Manny Mota. It's wisdom versus AC. Does a weapon plus wisdom modifier damage until the end of your next turn. Any enemy that ends its turn adjacent to you that hits or misses you takes 5 radiant damage.
Ooh.
So I'm pretty sure.
It.
Yeah, and then it's actually
gonna finish him off.
And because I have Censure of Retribution, it's plus my intelligence modifier. So I'm hoping that I can hit him, and then it's gonna make him all mad. And he's gonna be like, "Rawr! I'm gonna hit you!" And
It'll
I'm like, "Yeah, guess what? Avenging Echo, bitch."
It'll finish him off.
Yeah, all right. So, but I got to make the hit first.
Yes,
so it's
plus
wisdom
4.
Wisdom versus AC. Oh, yeah. Plus 4. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
20. Nice.
Is that a natural 20?
No. It's a regular.
I wish it was a natural
20. That is still a hit.
All right, so roll
okay,
some damage.
Okay, so then I do, here is my weapon plus wisdom. Oh,
you
awesome.
Listen, you rolled the first one good.
You guys haven't had any natural 20s yet so far, right?
As far as I know. Well, on skill checks.
Yeah.
Except the one that Scott blew before the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, why did I roll a 1?
Thanks
there were 7 other numbers that were higher than that I could have rolled.
You're going to roll another, on the other one.
But,
yeah,
you know, it's okay, though, because he still takes 5 radiant damage when he turns around and is all rawr and gets mad at me.
And so how much does he take this for that?
Oh, for that 1?
Yeah.
He takes 4.
Okay.
Wow. Does that include opportunity attacks?
I'm sorry?
Would he take 5 radiant?
It's at the end of his round, right? If he's adjacent.
Until the end of my next turn.
If he is.
Any
adjacent.
Enemy.
Oh, there we go.
His turn adjacent to you? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Until the end of your next turn, any enemy that ends its turn adjacent to you or that hits or misses you.
Got it.
Takes 5 radiant
damage.
This
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that would even be like if these douchebags
shoot. He could get a free move away if you didn't want to take the attack of opportunity on him, right?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
We never did my saving throw against poison at the end of my turn.
And we didn't actually do your damage from the poison either. So
I need to lose 5 more, right?
5 more points come off.
Should I do my saving throw?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry.
Don't forget your bonus. No worries.
20. Yes.
All right. It's no longer affecting you.
Yeah. That stuff doesn't stay with me long.
Okay.
Gives me the trots, but...
Jim?
All right.
I've had it before.
On your turn, you can see that the scaffolding is blazing.
And this guy's still up there, right?
Currently.
Is he screaming in pain?
He will be.
He doesn't
like awesome.
So you got a couple things. I mean, you dinged that guy a bunch. This guy's dinged. I mean, it's a target-rich environment for Jim.
Once again, Jim is mostly scared of these
guys. Yeah, exactly. He should ding him.
So I'm going to go after the dude in the back here with magic missile.
Bam!
Natural.
Speaking of natural 20s, is that what that looks like?
Yeah. That's what it looks like when that happens.
So you do max damage.
So
if you've got an implement, like a staff or a wand, actually. And it's magical.
I have a staff of light.
Plus one?
Yeah.
You get to add an extra d6 on top of that max damage.
Look at you, what?
Yeah.
Every plus...
Well, I do max damage, though, right? So I don't have to roll anything.
No, but the d6 is a bonus.
Oh, so I roll an extra... Okay, so my...
So max damage plus a bonus d6.
So right now I'm at 2d4 plus 6, which would be 8 plus 6 is...
14.
14, and then
plus
whatever
this. I roll.
Yeah.
That's a 1.
Yeah, 15, though, it's nice. 15
is a good
anyway,
hit, right?
15
you
is
ruined
a,
it.
Yeah. It's a brutal
I
hit.
Did ruin it.
You ruined it.
All right. He is still standing, but he looks just wasted.
I'm still standing.
He can't take another one of those, that's for sure. All right.
Okay, that was awesome. Okay.
Yeah, you blast him up against the back wall there. And then they go. The guy who's on the scaffolding takes 5 fire damage.
He started his turn up there?
Relocate to here.
To his favorite skulls?
Yes.
Does he stay on fire?
He does until
he
saves.
He has to save versus fire?
At the end of his turn. But until then, they're going to keep shooting at Jim.
I really hope they don't kill me.
He missed. His buddy, I think, also missed you with a 17.
Wait.
17?
Yes.
17?
That's awesome.
17?
That's a hit. 17
That's
is
a hit.
Okay.
Wait, unless I use my shield.
Yeah. Go ahead and do your shield. This is the time.
Wow.
Yeah, shield.
All right, the shield appears, and you deflect it.
So how often can I use that shield?
It's a once per encounter.
It's until the end of your... It's once per encounter, but it lasts until, I think, the beginning of your turn. Is that right?
That's right. You gain +4 power bonus to AC and reflex defense until the end of your next
turn. End of your next turn.
So for the rest of this whole little part, your AC is
boosted.
Is 21.
Okay.
Awesome.
You see him frown.
Forcefield.
Yes, exactly. He frowns. The big guy.
No.
Oh, look at that that hollow-boned Aladrin standing in front of him. Battle Fury. That will be a 24.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That will be a hit.
Okay. Oh, piddly damage. That's 8 points of damage.
Okay.
All right. So
a glancing blow.
And then at the end of his turn, he's actually taking some damage from that Avenging Echo, right?
Yes.
Yes.
In fact,
he takes 7.
Ow.
That's harsh. That's a pretty strong.
It's a neat power. Actually, my powers are called prayers.
Well, yeah.
I mean, for the sake of
this guy is disengaging from you. He realizes poison, not the best weapon against the stalwart dwarf. So he shifts and then moves.
He just leaves? He's going to be skulking around this entire campaign.
You're hanging, so you don't provoke. 3. You'll move to there this round.
Yeah, to bunch up. That's what we like to see.
And he sort of regroups and looks for a softer target.
Do those piles of skulls provide cover?
They do.
Okay.
If they're actually sort of behind them.
They're high piles.
Yeah.
Of goblin skulls.
Wow, that's a lot of goblins.
Yeah.
It is. Woman around this
tower. You can actually get them in bulk. You can just order
them.
Costco.
You're like Costco or something.
Made out of foam.
Exactly. They have the big bins. You just get as many as you want.
Omen.
For decorating.
Omen Drain.
Goblin.
Same one. All right.
How are you feeling these days? Are you still low on health?
Bad. I don't feel good.
I felt better.
And I lost my goddamn healing strike.
All right. Way to go.
I know, right? So is anybody under a... You got out of your poison. Nobody's currently under a bad condition.
Uh-uh.
Right? We gotta... Man, we have to beat the shit out of this guy. Period. I'm gonna dish up my daunting light on this cat.
All right.
By which I mean the barbarian. Not an actual cat. It's gonna be a lot of fun. It's D20 plus 4. Let's see how it goes. Fucking A.
Oh.
Wait, I have a cool, like, you gotta do everything.
Are you kidding?
Where is it?
He's an elf, so he can do that.
Is it an immediate reaction?
I believe it is, so hold on, let me just, sorry, I gotta find it.
He's an Aladrin.
That's okay with me.
I haven't read the new book.
Man, if you can really let me re-roll that would be the coolest.
What is it?
Did I just do something wrong? Did I say something wrong?
Mm-hmm. No.
You have to cut that out in post.
No, it's from a new book. It's secret.
The Avenger is.
It's not a secret. Obviously, it's not a secret. It's from the new book because it's not in the existing book.
Exactly.
They have to figure that out.
That's right.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't remember what it is, but it's somebody who's within 10 squares.
Oh, okay.
An ally within 10 squares, and it's an instant, but I can't find it. I know it's in here.
Do you know what it is?
Wow.
Wizards of the Coast DM, Chris Perkins?
Wait, oh, you know,
I have no idea.
Page 3 of my powers is missing.
Versions.
No, it's on page 3, which is right here.
On the table?
Divine Guidance.
Ooh.
Splendid.
Immediate interrupt. Close burst 10. An ally within 10 squares of you makes an attack roll against your Oath of Enmity target.
Ha!
There you go.
The ally makes a second attack roll and uses either result. So,
I love it.
So, Divine Guidance. Melora's Grace.
Come on, nut. Oh, geez.
Inspires you.
Okay.
Don't waste
See,
Melora's
now the pressure
grace.
Is, yeah, right? Okay. This plus that.
Hey, there we go.
Okay, now it's a 20.
Hit.
Versus reflex. Is that gold?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's going to get bad for him here real quick.
Ooh.
We are talking about 2d10 damage.
Yikes.
Yeah.
This must be a daily.
Yeah, no, this is encounter? It's my encounter, yeah.
Okay.
So 2d10 plus whiz.
Nice.
Jeez. 20 points.
You murder him.
Wow.
Yay.
Bravo. All right. Barbarian is dead.
Well
now
done.
It smells like dead barbarian.
That feels like justice to you.
It seared. Does.
Ah, glorious justice.
Wow.
And I like it. No, I'm just trying to figure out how that... I know how that power works mechanically, but it's just the situation is cool.
All right.
Good thing you didn't blow that whole Melora's.
Do you know what that is?
Let's see. There are no more minions,
right here. All right,
serious teamwork.
And now you get to go down to business here. What would you like to do?
Yeah, what do you got ranged? I mean, looking... These skull. This guy. These guys are screwed.
This guy's almost dead. Yeah.
He's been working on those cats
does
forever.
It maybe
finish
make,
him off.
Okay, then that would be my radiant vengeance.
Mm. Yeah, that's your ranged
against him. This is a range 1d8. Plus 4 wisdom versus reflex.
Okay.
But it's range 10. That's
yeah.
I'm with
you
it.
You got it.
Okay, so 17
against AC.
Against AC
is a miss.
Wow. Sorry, guys.
No, we'll just go get up in his grill.
Just missed.
I'm gonna. Oh, sorry, that's not me. Never mind.
You can move if you want.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to move.
All kinds of moving. You
yeah,
can move
I'm moving over here. So.
Okay, take cover.
So I'm.
Yeah, from that wizard, for that rogue guy.
Baylor.
All right, throw yourself up against the pillar. You got plenty of cover.
Oh, incidentally, I noticed that none of us have gone within one square of the jaws of furious anger.
Yeah, no, you
should
imagine.
And maybe, we should.
I can only magic hand things that weigh 20 pounds or less.
Oh, okay.
I was going to magic hand the jaw into somebody. But...
Yeah, right? That comes later.
It is.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Up to...
Straight up to him.
Yeah, can you do that for me, Will?
Yeah.
Oh. I should have sworn my oath of enmity against this dude.
You can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Base-to-base combat. That's what we're talking about, right?
All right, now.
Reaping Strike, a very unimpressive 13.
That is a miss.
Yeah.
But you still do some damage, correct?
Reaping Strike.
Exactly.
I do deal 4.
Okay.
Nice.
Thanks for remembering that.
It's a good product.
It's not Tide of Iron, but you did well.
A DM is always on your side.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
What? You liar. Not the DMs I play with.
I don't have to have a straight face to say that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the end of the round. Jim.
Okay.
Lots of options.
I think I'm reading this right. I think I'm going to do Force Orb on this guy here.
Yep.
And then that will allow me to make a secondary attack on the guy behind him, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the first guy, let's see if I hit him.
Mr. Ninja.
So what's my plus to this? My card doesn't say.
Oh, it's the same as the other ones.
Which is plus 7, I think. Yeah, plus 7 attack points. Okay. 11, so
18.
Versus reflex.
That's a hit.
Okay.
So
what kind of damage does a force orb do?
2d8.
Ouch!
Yeah.
Here, I'll give you this. These 2d8s. Enjoy.
Do I also get a buff from the standard still?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 2d8 yeah. plus 1?
Yeah, you got it.
And plus 1 from the Staff of Light.
Well, no, it's 2d, it's your regular damage bonus that you get on Magic Missile. That applies to all your stuff. So it's 6. So it's actually 7 total. 2d8 mm-hmm. plus 7 is your whole attack.
Yeah.
Wow, jeez. Okay.
It's horrible.
It's an encounter power.
I roll 6.
Yeah. So we got 6.
13 points?
Yeah, 13 points.
All right.
Okay. And then well, I then. Get to attack.
That bloodies him.
Yeah,
I
he's,
get
he's
to
a
do secondary attack. Each enemy adjacent to the primary target.
So that's the one guy there.
So the one guy.
Who, by the way, is still on fire.
Yeah.
This is intelligence versus reflex.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Exactly? Same attack.
Same attack. Attack.
Okay.
So exactly the same. Roll that plus
but
7.
That's damage, right?
Yeah. 17.
17.
Is a miss.
Yeah. Really? On those crossbow guys, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Can I drop down?
Yeah, you can climb down the rest of the way, so you're actually on the ground now.
Okay. I'll just be right here.
All
right.
I wonder if we can push that thing around.
Next is
it weighs
that guy.
300 pounds.
I couldn't. Benwin could. No, I could totally push that thing around. Anyway, we'll get to that. So,
all right.
Who's it now?
It is the ninja's turn.
Ninja.
All right.
So he's locked down. He can't really.
He
get
is
anything.
Going to make a
acrobatic maneuver.
Yes, he is.
I should have stayed on the rope.
Okay. Flip, flip.
He is going to try to feint you. First, he's making an attack against your will defense. This is a 27.
Yeah, well, that total certainly right. does it.
Then he makes his primary attack.
I have very little will power.
I think Benwin goes,
his primary attack is AC 24.
Yeah.
And he rolls a total of 7 points of damage, and you are poisoned once again.
Ow, son
of a... So you are dazed. And you'll take some damage at the start
of
the turn.
I'm also bloodied.
And he's also going to slide you 1.
Where?
Ooh, into
the... No, we that? Need to get you the fuck away from that.
This is not good. Hold on a sec. Hold on!
You're like...
Chris has been waiting for this shit the whole time to push you into that threshing machine.
Yes.
That dwarf thresher.
As soon as you move into a square adjacent...
Oh, goodness.
...to this...
Are you kidding?
You see it activate and sort of rear up and chomp at you with those great iron jaws.
I like everyone staring at me.
This
like,
is going to be bad for you.
Yeah. You're going to hurt really bad, actually.
It rolled badly.
Good.
Oh, so it just gets
so
kind of snapped
still,
him.
Well, it's a little rusty.
Yeah.
It rolled a 15 versus AC.
Yeah.
So you I hear these rusty iron jaws snap down, but you don't feel bone.
Ooh.
Caught in there. And now the thing seems to be awake.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's gotten... It's hungry now.
It was activated by the presence of meat in its range. okay, the crossbowmen. One of them takes another 5 fire damage, and they will shoot at...
Jeez.
Binwin takes 1 shot, and Jim takes the other. Binwin, you're hit. Jim, you're missed.
This is incredible.
Binwin is hit for 9.
Are you dead?
You're in trouble, Binwin.
I'm getting...
Where are you at? Just
well,
tell
what's
Daddy.
16 minus 9?
What,
low.
7?
Low.
It's bad.
It's not good.
You should just put a little frowny face
Omen.
In your thing.
All right.
Oh, I have to make a save for the guy
Once
on fire.
We kill these guys, we can use...
The guy on fire is no longer on fire.
Yeah, we can get buffed up.
The fire guy managed to put his fire out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not before he took 10
what
points of damage. So.
Yes, he did. Sorry, Omen. And then...
What does your Thunder help. Wave do?
Don't worry, guys. I'm
Thunder Wave does thunder damage and pushes them up to 3 squares away. And it's a 3x3 blast area adjacent to him.
So in order to use it to push people into
you
the
have to
thing,
be in
we
their
have
grow.
To be on the other side.
You don't want to be in the blast area.
Right. So that guy's hurt really bad. I wonder if I should just take him out.
Yeah.
So that you can do something good.
The ninja is also bloodied.
Yeah?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. My range attack won't do that. It won't kill him.
Okay.
But it will kill that guy over there. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. It's Sacred Flame. You've heard about it. Yeah. Very exciting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for turning my figure correctly. crossbow in there in the back.
Mm-mm-mm. All right.
Sacred Flame's pride goeth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know,
Avondra doesn't like it when you're cheering for Melora.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It's punishment.
And you are up, Aelfel.
Yes, I am.
Please kill this. Start killing.
Okay, I need to move. Do I need to move here so that I have line of sight to him, or can I like lean around the column?
You can.
How does that work in fourth edition?
Right now, let me see. These square pillars pretty much fill up their entire squares.
Yeah.
You would have to move one square over to see him.
To have. Okay. Yeah. So let's do that.
You should be able to.
You still have cover, by the way, from there.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to move here, and then I'll make my Radiant Vengeance against him. Yes.